This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Even down to what's happening in north of the Daintree with the power grid and the offset of the carbon credits. So if we can get all those voices concerned pre-election period, it can make it for a very interesting and comfortable process for all those involved.
I agree with you, but why in the first place do this? You can sit on your backside and just... there's people make comments on different media outlets in the Douglas Shire. Why start this one? What was the light bulb moment for you or the reason that you took this up?
I guess that what you see is a lot of interaction on the buy, swap, sell sites, and those sites should be left for the buy, swap, selling of local goods. And when you start seeing very highly opinionated posts coming up, and often they're from fake names or fake profiles who don't want to stand by their comments, it sort of gets in the way of what goes on with the general day-to-day life of the buy, swap, sell. So if we can have a separate group which keeps everything away from that, we can then go back and sort of make sure we vet all the questions that come through, that we can justify and clarify and quantify who those people are. And if you come in with a fake profile or fake name, if you've got a decent question, well, stand behind your name and put it up there. If you don't actually want to raise your question in the public eye because you're afraid of something, I'd be happy for you to send it through to us as an admin, and we can post it as a anonymous post and have that question go out there. So long as it's not a one-sided view and you're open to the opinions from the general public in a greater community.
I'm a great believer in if you're going to say something, use your own name. Otherwise, I think you're a coward. Why not use your own name? Or is it something in the Douglas Shire that, and I'm finding this as I, when I arrived on the ground up here, was people were afraid to put their head up. They felt a bit intimidated, or they didn't want to have a go at this person or that person because maybe they're in the business and some money comes from them from council. So, I better not rock the boat. Do you get that feeling that there's a lot of people up here who don't want to rock the boat?
There are a lot of people, which I suppose that's the majority of the community, is that we're happy to flow along and let those who are in those positions to do what they do and do it to their best ability. But when you have got some of the community groups and lobbyists out there who go on their own little tangent and actually lose the focus of what their aim is all about, they then start getting being blocked by everyone else and by admins. And therefore, they set up their fake profiles. And when a fake profile goes up there, so much can be said in the wrong way, in the wrong context, in the wrong light, because there's no one being held accountable for that comment. And some of the comments we just see are very ordinary towards councillors and people of both genders, sex, race, religion, and whatever the actual community spirit is. So you need to be respectful of that. So stand behind it and, be true to your word.
At the moment, we're looking towards the election. You've called it Douglas Shire Council Elections 2020. Now, you could have called it Douglas Shire Council Words, Information, anything you could have called it. Why did you call it Council Election 2020?
Short, succinct, and to the point. There's nothing worse than when you're on social media and doing a search for something that you have to look through five or six different lists of what it's all about. So it pretty much identifies what the actual platform is for and what that actual group is all about in those first five or six words. So it's short, succinct.
You were talking about groups and they can influence council. We had Chris Beckwith from across the river bring information to us about Qantas that they weren't giving the publicity. We're able to tell people about that. That ended up, it was absolutely true. They tried to negotiate with Qantas for this publicity over the carbon credits. That wasn't true. The DSSG is a group that you would be familiar with here, and they sent out a questionnaire to all prospective councillors last election, a report card, basically. It was a very clever move. I've got to give Mike Berwick and his team, full marks for a very clever move. It was a report card asking the different councillors, what do you think about this carbon credit? Tick, 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 tick. And, of course, when they got into power, the DSSG then say to them, well, that was your electoral promise. You've got to stick to that. So, look, there's a lot of manipulation in the Shire from groups. Now, groups might be in the minority, but they seem to wield a lot of power. Do you find that?
Groups are very effective. And I guess on the same side is that the majority doesn't speak up. The majority is happy to flow along. And so the minority gets their point of view across a lot easier. And therefore media jump onto it and think because there is someone making action or voice, therefore it's actually is public sentiment. And it's not always the way. But the groups have a very big impact on what the outcome can be. And one voice is as strong as 1,000. But 1,000 standing together with an issue makes council stand up immediately and listen to it. Whereas one person alone, it could take months, weeks, years to actually get a result. So the value of groups is definitely a major concern.
I'm talking at the moment with Sam Leo. He has a Facebook site called Douglas Shire Council Elections 2020. Now, Sam, you would have your own opinions, but are those opinions part of this, or are you sitting back and saying, right, I want this opinion from the right, left, middle, wherever it happens to come? Do you bring your own opinions into this?
As moderating of the group, the opinion must be always apolitical. And if I do moderate it, it'll come through from the business name which is running that page. And if it's a personal opinion, you'll see it come from my personal name.
And what's the business name?
Scorpion Marketing Media.
Right.
So there will be things which are vetted on there. But my general thing is that I've worked with local government, state government and federal government and understand the process of how all three level of governments work. And also on the vetting of information and the quantifying of data and the process which it takes to get a outcome from a situation. So if we can actually educate a lot of the Douglas Shire residents in the process which is taken to have an effective outcome, it's actually going to make the council's job a lot easier as well. And for example, the cycle path between Mosbinet and Port Douglas, it goes along a state-run road. Therefore, the cost that is all state-run. Yet it becomes a local issue because obviously it's a danger for us to be driving on there with cyclists doing 40 or 50 kilometres an hour in 100 kilometre zone. So there's issues of then buying back land, which is a local government issue. Then there's actually conversion of that land into a state government owned title. Then there's a planning of it. And then there's the actual cost involved in it. So my view is that if we can go back to all those committees and say, right, that is a great issue. That's actually not local council and have no effect on local council. This is the process to take thereafter.
You said you've used the words help councillors twice there in me speaking to you. So you're not an organ for the council, are you?
No, not at all. No, I do consider some of those who are on the council in their positions as friends and colleagues.
And who would they be?
Well, it's Mayor Julia Liu is definitely a connection and Michael Kerr is a connection. I've dealt with Roy Zamatara on multiple levels of fixing up our road where we live. And I also know David Carey from his music involvement around the area. If you're a local and you've lived here for 10, 15, 20 years, you've got to know some of the councillors at some level.
So did any of those people suggest you set up this Facebook page?
None at all.
Well, you came up with it on your own.
Yes.
So what are you politically?
Happy to get the voice out there so we can get some things
improved. But who do you support? Are you right-leaning, left-leaning, in the middle, green? What do you think you'd be?
Mine's always about sustainability and improving the environment which we live in. Now, that environment could be either financially, could be tourism-based, could be even down to the health of Mosman Mill, or even from the green view as well. I'm happy to look at all arguments. My mind is easily made up of my own decisions, but I'll also go listen to second, third opinions and then make my decision based on those input as much as I can.
I think everybody should listen to all sides and then make up your own mind. And
Absolutely.
That's why we live in a democratic society. But you're saying that now you know most of the councillors or all of the councillors, you're saying that they didn't suggest this site.
No.
Do you have political, do you want to be a council member yourself? Do you want to, what do you want to do?
No, I don't want to be a council member at all. And I can absolutely guarantee that no one from the current council was aware of this. I'm happy to even go and show and share the message which I've set off to all those who are in their position saying, this is what I'm setting up. I'd like to have a chat to you about it and tell you what it's about, because a lot of people in those roles are also scared of how social media works. And if you don't understand how social media works, it can be a massive fear. Roy Zamatara said he's the current leader on Facebook. It also definitely hasn't come from Roy whatsoever. They'll all go and quantify that as well, that none of them were approached to say, or none of them approached me to say, can you go and set this group up? There's no political view on this whatsoever.
What's your thoughts on the Daintree and the hydrogen proposed?
I don't know enough about it.
So you don't know enough about it? You haven't looked into it?
Not about the hydrogen, no.
No. Well, what do you think about that carbon credits, carbon neutral, that they were going to do at a forest near Bundaberg.
I'm always concerned about ratepayers' money being used to go and expense that outside the Douglas Shire. We bought a large parcel of land in Wineville last year and went through and spoke to local council, the local gardening centre there as well, and then went off to two or three different not-for-profit organisations to look at rehabilitating some of that land. And there's no money or funding there whatsoever. So I would have actually preferred to see there is some farming land which has been converted that could be used to actually, you know, use that $200,000 a year to work into the Douglas Shire. There's so many parklands or natural bush areas which we can go and fix up. And there's a great, I suppose, not-for-profit in the Daintree, which is doing that off their own bat and raising their own funds. So to me, I wasn't a big fan of that offset of carbon credits.
Mm. And you're not a member of any group at all?
Nope.
DSSG?
Nope. They've probably never even heard of me.
Well, where have you come from? I mean, have you always lived in this area? Are you from interstate originally?
I lived in New South Wales for most of my life, then in Queensland since the late 90s, Gold Coast, Hamilton Island and Port Douglas. Been in the tourism, hospitality and marketing industries for all those years.
And what sort of places have you worked in hospitality?
Top end, five star. It was conversion of Ridges to QT. That's where the last move was to come back here. Opened up Qualia on Hamilton Island and worked in the five star there with Sydney Hilton, the Melbourne Hilton, the Sheraton Group, Accor Hotels, plus a lot of smaller properties around Australia. Back in 2002, went out to Ayers Rock Resort and reopened up their five star dining facility after pretty much Ansett was a part owner in the airport out there. So that closed down after September 11 and Ansett went down in 2001. So a lot of that is my background at works. And then working in the marketing side was when I was with Jupiter's Hotel on the Gold Coast, and I discovered how amazing that Facebook was as a marketing platform program, and especially for marketing of events.
Okay, well, what are you doing at the moment? Are you still in the hospitality industry? Or
no, just majority in the marketing. I work with a lot of hospitality and tourism companies and groups. I'd have to say that 95% of the businesses that I work with are actually interstate, and I guess that's for multiple reasons. That interstate, they've actually understood better and realised the importance of social media and the difference between just putting a post up and tagging off one or two hashtags in another business and actually making a repetitive campaign which actually provides proper future marketing for a business. And to me, a lot of the businesses in the Douglas Shire are still in the late 90s, early 2000s of how they go and properly market their businesses.
And that is what, just being ignorant of how to use social media properly?
Ignorant, I'm not too sure. That is pretty strong. I guess it is a lack of understanding. There is a bit of education coming out there, how it works. But I'd have to say, yes, it's just understanding of how the whole platform works and how you can use each different platform to its best. And as I said, just to go and do a hashtag strategy doesn't work, or just a picture of a sunset or a cocktail, it doesn't work. You might get some likes, but what is it actually going to do for your business? What's it going to do for tomorrow? And the idea of marketing is providing a platform or a campaign that provides you with future business and future reference, and it's a pretty much a product and business awareness of your business that you become first in mind day in, day out. Not at, right, there was a good post there 3 months ago and therefore that was effective. Is that enough to go and market your business? No.
So is it constant? Is that what it's about?
Frequency and recency are the two major things of social media. If you're not posting onto social media on a regular basis, then you will not have the following. If you're doing it too frequent, then you can also lose some of your following. So it's got to be a balanced method of what you're engaging. And if you look at what we've got up here in two World Heritage areas, you know, close to each other, we've got some of the most amazing detail that we can go out there and market, and we could be doing it so much better.
Because, well, I was just going to say goodbye to you, but now you've mentioned that, we're told that tourism, you know, we sort of took our eye off the ball about 10 years ago.
In 2011, I believe it was, there was the Melbourne Business School come up and did an amazing study on the region. And some of the results which came back were frightening and honestly true. And at that stage, I was with the Chamber of Commerce. And we went back to the community, end of the business, and said, here's the results of what the review was. And not many businesses took that information on board and effectively educated themselves to say, right, where are we going? Such things as, I don't know the exact percentage, but something like 63 or 64% of the visitors to Port Douglas back then were families with three children or less. Yet all of our, the way things are marketed up here is towards the top end or to the single families. So there wasn't much in the way of making it more adaptable for the family marketing, especially for pricing in restaurants and also tours and events. I know everyone's got to cover their costs, but no one had a price-sensitive program to look at how to get families through the doors.
Maybe you should be doing some work in our tourism as well.
I'm happy to go and talk to some of the tourism businesses up here and give them my insights.
Actually, I don't know whether you know about the think tank that's happening over at the CWA Hall at Mossman on Saturday.
Did you know about it? Not aware of that, no.
Let me tell you, you should be there, because this is about what they're talking about. What you're talking about now will be discussed over there. We had our first, when I say our, it's not mine, it's Dr. Alex Bernhardi, who's a GP over at Mossman, and she organised it with her husband, who is an internet man, the man that designs internet websites, and we had the most fantastic speakers over there. We even had Mike Berwick from DSSG. He was taking the minutes. So there was thoughts from all sides, left, right and in the middle. And next Saturday is going to be another one of those. And you would just absolutely love to be sitting there. You will find out so much information. And maybe you can also pass on some information to those people.
That's Saturday the 7th or 14th?
Saturday the 7th, 1 o'clock at the CWA Hall in Mossman.
Okay, I'll endeavour to be there.
All right, Sam Leo, he's got his Facebook page, Douglas Shire Council Election 2020. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time.